Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the annual Partners in Preservation campaign helps raise funds for the preservation of historic sites across the country. This year, to honor the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which grants women the right to vote, the campaign shines its light on 20 historic sites that represent the contributions that women made to American history. Each location receives an initial grant of $10,000, and the top locations in a recent national vote will share $2 million prize fund preservation funding from American Express. Partners in Preservation is a collaboration of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, American Express, and Main Street America. Catherine Malone France, Chief Preservation Officer of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, joins us on This Week in America to discuss the recent campaign and the importance of historic preservation. Catherine, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here. This is an exciting day for us.
Well, it really is an exciting day for us to be able to talk about this and shed some light on something that's very important. And let's start off by talking about the importance as well as the significance of this year's Partners in Preservation campaign.
Sure. Well, as you said, you know, we wanted to focus on women's contributions to American history, and certainly those extend far before and far after the passage of the 19th Amendment, but we thought this was a great moment to sort of bring attention to those. So working with our great colleagues at Main Street America and people all over the country, we identified 20 women's history sites, again, that represent just not just the breadth of women's contributions to American history, but the ways in which these places continue to serve their communities, as so many historic places do. It's a great group of sites to start with.
Yes, as you read through this list of the 20 that were on the original list, it's like amazing what's actually out there and what we all need to be concerned about in preserving. How difficult was it to limit it to 20? I mean, looking at this and all of a sudden you're thinking of all these great locations out there that deserve the preservation efforts as well.
You are exactly right. It was, again, a hard task to limit it, but, you know, we were looking for obviously coverage across the country because we want to represent the breadth of sites in the United States, also different kinds of sites, and elevating a range of women's stories. You know, as you know, some of these sites were associated with women who were very well known, like Juliet Gordon-Lowe, the founder of the Girl Scouts, or Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird. But, you know, there are so many of these others, like the Dr. Justina Ford home in Denver. She was Colorado's first licensed female African-American doctor to get around racial and social and economic barriers to medical care. She treated people in her own home, delivered over 7,000 babies in her 50-year career in this building. And so also bringing attention to those women's stories that are less well known, and then also bringing grant funds to preserve those places is a really big part of this too.
You know, you just sit and read through the information on the 20 sites, and it's like a history class, and history comes alive as you read about these people and the impact they've had on their communities and the nation as a whole. The winners are announced. Give us some information on that, because this is exciting. You've got some of these sites that will share $2 million in preservation funding from American Express.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's a great group of the top vote getters. The 13 top vote getters will, as you said, receive $2 million in grants thanks to American Express. And these grants make a huge difference to these sites. You know, they do the sort of core important work of preservation. They are about restoring windows and restoring doors and fixing chimneys and stabilizing foundations, making buildings more accessible to everyone. They're really about how do we keep these buildings in active use, How do we keep them serving their communities in a broad range of ways? And how do we keep them there so that they can tell the stories of their rich women's history, but also, again, so they can serve their communities today?
With us on This Week in America is Catherine Malone France, Chief Preservation Officer, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, part of the annual Partners in Preservation National Campaign to help raise funds for historic sites across the U.S. This is a campaign of engagement. You get people active in their communities, voting for their particular sites to get some extra funding, part of that $2 billion offered by American Express. But it's really more than just about the voting, isn't it? It's about engaging the community in a special project, a treasure that they have in their hometown.
You are exactly right. And I mean, it's first of all so exciting that over 1.1 million votes were cast in the Partners in Preservation competition. People all over the country voted for these sites, and that in and of itself is really exciting. It shows how engaged people are with individual historic sites, but also with the idea of preservation and with the importance of women's history. So we love that vote total. But you're right, it was also about all forms of engagement, not just digital. As you said earlier, each site got a $10,000 grant just to be in the competition. So in a way, everybody got a grant.
Exactly.
And that was about raising the profiles of individual sites. And giving them some funds to do that. And so, you know, everybody had the opportunity to really raise their profile. And then one thing we did that was new this year was each of the sites did individual engagement events, and these were all, you know, according to their community calendars and what they would thought would be most effective in their communities. We had staff who were honored to get to go and participate in those events and see them, but these were really generated at the local community level. And they were tremendously successful, and people could vote at those events. And we gave an extra $50,000 grant for the most votes at the individual community event. And that went to the Union Block in Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
You know, what's interesting is the voting is over now, but you really don't want the engagement, the involvement of the public to end now. You voted, your site either won or lost, but you really need these people to stay active with this preservation in their communities, don't you?
You are absolutely right. I mean, preservation is an ongoing task, and it's a movement that never stops. And again, that's one of the reasons that we want to give those initial grants to help just overall these sites boost their capacity to engage people. You know, we've been doing this program with our wonderful partners at American Express since 2006. And when we look back across the program and we survey previous grant recipients, that's one of the things they tell us has been an outcome and a benefit of the program, that being a part of the program helped to boost their profile, but also their skills at engaging with the public. They learned things from their fellow sites and from us. And so you're right, it is an ongoing need. And I think one of the great things that Partners in Preservation does is support that engagement for a longer term than just the contest itself.
When people go locally, and you talked before about the needs when they go in, we sort of take that for granted. We go in, we enjoy what we're seeing, the history that we're actually able to relive as we walk through the structure, and we talk to the people, the volunteers there. But where does the funding in most cases come? I know it's not across the board, but funding is a key component of the success of historic preservation, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, most organizations work really hard to find funds from lots of different sources. You know, they have individual donors, they approach foundations, they earn money themselves through programming and often through rentals and other, you know, entrepreneurial ventures. But when you're trying to take care of historic buildings and historic landscapes and keep them open and accessible to the public, you need all the help you can get. And this kind of funding, what I would call bricks and mortar funding, you know, this kind of funding to help you take care of a building is rare and it's hard to find, which is why it's so wonderful that American Express, you know, makes these grants that are specifically towards preserving the fabric of these places. And you look down the list and they're just such essential projects to be done. Again, it's about windows and doors and masonry and how people enter a building, how accessible it is, or, you know, repairing the damage from Superstorm Sandy or from a fire.
Yes.
It's really necessary work. And so it's, again, great that American Express makes these grants.
You have a BA in history and the master's in historic preservation. Obviously, at a young age, you were impressed with what you were seeing with these buildings and structures and how important it was to preserve that. How did this all begin for you?
Well, let's see. So, you know, my parents were restoring a house, a historic house, when I was little. So I don't think I ever had a chance to be anything but a preservationist. My earliest memories are of, you know, painters and plasterers and being in our house and following them around. And, you know, everybody ate lunch together, the painters all in their whites. And so I'm sure it was a little annoying to them to have a small child following them around. But it was a great way to grow up. And it was a wonderful introduction to preservation, and I guess I never really left it. I was also one of those kids whose parents took me to lots of sites like these around the country, and in them I found, you know, stories that I connected with and stories that inspired me, and I also saw places, and you see this in these list of sites that we've just given grants to, you know, I saw places where communities came together, and I saw places of vibrancy and gathering and conversation and learning, you know, and all of those things. So I'm very lucky to have a career where I get to work with places and a broader cause that I believe in so deeply. I think preservation makes communities stronger, and it makes our country stronger.
And you could be involved in the historic preservation in your own community. Sometimes we drive past all the time. It's always there. We take friends and relatives from out of town there, and we assume that we take it for granted. And you can be involved in this. Catherine Malone France has been our guest on the program, Chief Preservation Officer, the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Love your passion for historic preservation. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Been our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.